talk with Yates Adcock. Yates, you know, your interesting presentation that you had at the Southern Plains Beef Symposium, and you talked about, for one thing, the extreme importance of records, understanding where you're actually at.
Yes, sir, it's imperative that you know where you're at to be able to manage effectively. You can't manage what you can't measure.
And, you know, as you think about that, what sort of records really can help you?
Well, it would be imperative to know your cost per cow, to know, you know, which herds, if you're spring calving or fall calving, are more profitable. Stocker operations, you got to know what that cost to gain is. You got to know, you know, where you stand to make those good decisions.
Now, you indicated that you've got a little bit of spa data now that pretty eye-opening about spring versus fall calving cows.
Yeah, and it's just 1 year data. We're kind of new into that. I anticipate the accuracy will increase as we have more years data come into that, and I think it's going to really help us to make more business-like decisions in our operation.
Do you feel it, you know, just at first glance, that $100 difference between spring and fall sounds pretty significant?
It's very significant, and I had an intuitive feeling that it was going to be like that, and that's one reason why we wanted to get it down on paper and know for sure where we stand. That's where we're going to have to make some of those decisions to have any, you know, survivability or any longevity in this.
I guess that'd be one other question, Yates, is that, you know, this kind of a new playing field we're on right now, as far as, you know, different levels of input costs, the price of fertilizer and feed and fuel, and volatility with our prices we get for our animals. You know, how do we survive this time?
Well, it's extremely challenging. I wish times were better. I think the vast population in America has no idea the dire condition that agriculture is in. We have an older generation. We have very limited business opportunities for new producers to come in. You know, it's going to take someone with an enormous amount of passion, enormous amount of business savvy, to be able to put this together and to have some sustainability in agriculture in the next, the next 5, 10, 15 years.
One thing that you mentioned, I think that sometimes we forget when we start talking about some of these production issues and whatnot, is the stress and the trying to remember, you know, what's important about family and everything.
Yeah, I can't emphasize that enough, and I've noticed it in our own operation. You know, you dwell on these things, and you tend to personalize, and it tends to run really deep. Land and stewardship issues with land and landowners are very deep running feelings. And we don't want to fail. We have a tremendous sense of duty to maintain, you know, good quality land, good quality enterprises. It benefits you financially to have a good environment to operate and to run your cattle in. And when times get this hard and there's just not the funds there to fertilize, there's not the funds there to spray, to do some of the management practices that were promoted by educators 20 years ago, you know, when we're resorting back to older ways of doing things, this causes a lot of stress on a family. And I think it's significant that was mentioned at the NCBA meetings in Denver last year and brought up and voiced about the concern and the stress that it can have on these operators.
You mentioned that it's not enough now just to try to throw on a little more fertilizer on the pasture and spray them and try to heavy up on cows. You just can't do that now.
No, the playing field has changed. It's a whole new game, and it's going to take enormous creativity, and it's going to take some innovators that think out of the box and are willing to maybe take a history lesson and see why we did what we did years ago and to time things with the way God made us to have good forage in the times of the year that he did and time the peak demand nutrient-wise of your cows with when the forage is the highest quality and just really get your ranching operations in sync with your forage base, with what resources that you have.
Very good.